You're listening to Wednesday Night's Arena. An exhibition of paintings from the great Spanish artist Sorolla continues at the National Gallery until November the 3rd. To celebrate that exhibition, the gallery has organised a series of events, including an evening of flamenco guitar and Spanish singing this Friday, October the 11th. The guitarist will be John Walsh, one of Ireland's finest proponents of flamenco guitar, and the singer will be Maria Delgado from Algeciras on the southern tip of Spain, both of whom are with me in studio this evening. We'll have a chat shortly. First, let's hear some music. Of hands and the voice of Maria Delgado there, and the guitar playing of John Walsh, who will be in the National Gallery of Ireland this coming Friday evening to perform music like the piece you've just heard. And John's coming over to have a chat with me now, just as he puts his guitar into its case. And I know you have a second guitar, actually, John, that you're going to use for the second piece you're going to perform for us. But I asked you about this before we came to air this evening. What's the title of the song? And you said, well, it doesn't really have a title. Explain, perhaps.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult. It's a bit difficult to explain, but in short format, that is. But like, similar to traditional Irish music, where we might have reels, jigs, and slip jigs and the like, we have lots of forms in flamenco as well. So it's usually just that you perform a particular form. In that case, romeras and cantinas, they're called. And the lyrics could be from any anywhere. It could be from one drum era or from another one, and you're not necessarily sure even what lyrics are going to hit you when you're playing.
It's just the same way as different reels and jigs might have different titles in different parts of the country,
exactly.
I guess.
So you sort of just play within the form, I guess.
And I suppose that tells us that flamenco is all about dance, the fact that it is named in the same way as a reel or a jig might be named. And there will be a dancer as part of the performance on Friday evening.
There will be a dancer, yeah. It's going to be Maria, myself, and Carmen Cervantes coming from Madrid. And there's going to be percussion too.
Ah, indeed. So it won't just be Maria's hands, there'll be a whole other set of percussion.
No, there'll be another two sets of hands. So, yeah.
And hard shoes, will there be hard shoes?
There will be hard shoes, but do they have a stage organised, thank God?
Well, right, we'll leave that to happen. In terms of flamenco guitar, did you study in Algeciras? Is that how you first met up with Maria?
That's how I met Maria.
Is it an important centre in terms of flamenco playing?
I mean, kind of all of Andalusia is. Mm. I mean, really the music is from Andalusia. I guess it's associated with Spain in general by people, but really in many parts of Spain you're not going to hear any of it. It's just really the very, very south. I suppose Jerez, Sevilla, these cities are the real, they've got more population, they're the real centres. But I mean, there's enough flamenco there certainly to learn.
And in terms of the type of flamenco that you're performing, is it a more traditional style or is it a kind of modernised version, if you like?
I mean, in terms of the majority of concerts, going to be traditional flamenco, really. There's a couple of compositions I play of my own that I guess you could say are certainly a bit more modern. But it's still all within the structure, within traditional structure.
I can't ask you the title of the second track, I guess, or the second piece you're going to perform for us, because I'm guessing, is it the same type of scenario? It's a type indeed.
It's a solea.
And what is a solea?
A solea is a particular form of in flamenco. It's differentiated from the others, say, by the rhythm that it has, the rhythmic structure, the tonality that it's played in, and the lyrics, the melodies of the lyrics. So.
All right, well, I suppose we'll hear all of that exemplified first. Why don't you make your way back over to the performing chairs, as it were, and you'll hear Maria Delgado and John Walsh performing shortly. They'll be performing alongside that dancer, Carmen Cervantes, at the National Gallery this Friday, October the 11th. The evening is one of a series of events organised around the exhibition Soroye, Spanish Master of Light. Lots of other events. In fact, Friday's night's event is sold out, but there are lots of other events happening as part of the exhibition, and you can find out full details of those on nationalgallery.ie. Okay, let's have a listen to this. Solea.
Te lo he dicho una y mil veces. que tú haces conmigo no tiene punto de comparación. Punto de comparación. Tienen que ver mi sol metido en la inquisición. Lo que tú haces conmigo no tiene comparación. Por Dios, toma.
Soleil, amazing sounds indeed from Maria Delgado and John Walsh. Nationalgallery.ie for details on all of the Soraya events, and Maria and John are in Donnerail House on Sunday evening. That's our lot for this evening. Leah Murphy, Paula Shields researched. Harry Brooklis was on sound this evening. Brian Moss, the broadcast coordinator. Tonight's programme produced by Sinead Egan. Over to you in Cork, John Creedon.